Even the one case of measles confirmed in East Tennessee last week has triggered a costly emergency response. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the State Department of Health treats every patient like a ticking time bomb.
It usually starts with a call from a local doctor treating someone who just traveled abroad and is very ill, then develops the signature rash.
It's like a stopwatch starts from the minute you pick up the phone.
Kelly Moore led the response to every measles case in Tennessee for more than a decade until leaving state government last year. She says experts drop whatever they're working on to interview the patient. Then they track down every person who was in the same room with the patient since developing symptoms. That's because there's about a 3-day window after exposure when a measles vaccine could still help. But these aren't always people the patient knows. Many just happen to be on the same flight or in the same waiting room.
Perhaps they went to a pediatric clinic and exposed a lot of infants who are too young to be vaccinated. Then the scale of the response can be enormous and easily exceed $100,000.
Current state officials acknowledge the high cost to taxpayers, though without confirming a specific price tag. But Tennessee's epidemiologist, Tim Jones, says pulling out all the stops, tracking down dozens of people in person if necessary, could save money if it stops the highly contagious disease from spreading.
Finding close contacts can be a lot of work, and that's one of the reasons we try to catch these very, very early before the list gets too big.
In the current national outbreak, there are communities with lower vaccination rates, like in New York, that have seen cases jump into the hundreds. At that point, Jones says the state would have to resort to more general warnings. But for now, Tennessee health officials are treating measles like even one case is too many. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.